Hey, thanks a lot, man. I was just wondering because it took like 3 days to download V for Vendetta. And, thanks.
I'm recording.
Yes, you are. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. Yep, working. Okay.
Shall we play a game?
And we are live. This is XBO Radio Podcast version 31.5. Recorded on a special Sunday night. November 26, 2006, and we're using Skype this time, one of the very rare times that we don't use Xbox Live, and we can have a Thanksgiving to thank for that, because we usually record on Thursdays. But anyways, thank you for joining us, thank you for downloading this podcast. I am Rusty Ranchero, and with me, of course, Steve519.
Hey, what's up, Rusty? How's it going?
It's going pretty good, man. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was all right once I finished work. I had to work on Thanksgiving, which always sucks. And I was sick on Thanksgiving, which sucks even more, so.
Yeah, you had to work. Don't you work for the government?
Yes, I do, but you know, the post office still gets mail.
I thought the government was guaranteed paid holidays.
I got paid on that holiday because I worked that holiday. That's it, though.
All right, then. Well, anyways, let's get on with the show, huh? We got a cool show here. We got people who bought a PS3 and a Wii.
Or a Wii.
And so, or a Wii and or. We're going to get their take on it, their reactions, and all that good stuff. So, let's not delay it anymore. First, from Ogden, Utah. He is 36 years old. And his gamer tag is Mick, spelled M-I-K. Your first appearance on Live on Live. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Rusty and Steve. It's good to be on.
All right. We appreciate you joining us. So you purchased a PS3.
I did indeed.
Did you get a Wii also?
I have not yet. I probably will early part of next year.
Okay. Yeah. Is it because the PS3 drained your wallet?
There's a little bit of that. Plus... you know, the Wii, I think, is going to be primarily a family console, and my daughters haven't wrung all the life out of the GameCube quite yet.
Do you mind sharing more about your family?
Sure. I have two daughters, a 10-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old daughter, and they are my assistants in creating my garden in Viva Pinata, basically.
Oh, very cool.
How's your garden doing?
Pretty good. We got to, I think we're level 22 now. You know, breeding pinatas like maniacs.
Getting up there, dude. Getting up there.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's hard for me not to call that game of the year, you know?
It is. It's a lot of fun. I'm up to, like, level 31 now, so I'm getting some pretty cool pinatas to breed and everything else.
Nice.
Okay. What else you been playing?
You know, the usual, just like everybody else, the whole gamut of shooters that have come out. So a lot of Gears and Rainbow Six and Call of Duty and Resistance Fall of Man, of course, the one game that's worth playing on PS3 right now.
Resistance, nice. There's a lot of commotion out there about fanboys. It seems nowadays that, you know, everybody's taking sides.
Right.
Like, the console that they own can do no wrong. And... Well, I'd like to get your take, and please be honest, if you are a fanboy, that's fine, but I mean, just share with our audience your take, your position on this, please.
Well, my take is I basically don't understand it either way. I don't understand, you know, blind devotion to a company, and I don't understand blind hate for a company either. You know, there's just too many games to play that are available only on one platform or the other to really take sides, you know?
Well said, and I was just curious, and so this way the audience can understand more of your perspective when you talk about what you're going to talk about later on the show.
Sure.
And so, and finally, Mick, how did you hear about XBL Radio?
In addition to, you know, being a video game junkie, I'm also a certifiable podcast junkie, so in my rounds through iTunes, saw the podcast, saw, you know, specifically the idea of the round table over Xbox Live. I thought it was a fantastic idea, good way to get, you know, the average gamer involved, and so you're not always hearing from the typical gaming press and hearing the same opinions over and over. It's pretty cool to hear from people like me, basically.
Right on. Awesome, man. We appreciate it.
All right, Steve, who's our next guest?
Our next guest is Halo Over XP, actually, you know, part of Squad XP. He owns a Wii. His roommate owns a PS3. He lives in Tennessee, and he is 17. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
What's going on, dude? What you been doing lately? You've been playing the new, or not the new, you've been really back in Oblivion, haven't you, lately?
Yeah, I've been playing the Knights of the Nine downloadable content. That's got me hooked back on the game.
How much was that?
800 points, also known as $10.
What kind of new stuff you get with it?
Multiple armor, new dungeons, new artifacts, new books, new spells, everything.
Is it worth two sets of horse armor, though?
No.
It's not worth two sets of horse armor? Okay.
No. Horse armor isn't worth anything. So.
Horse armor is like $5.
Yeah, well, that's for the idiots who paid for it.
So besides Oblivion, what else have you been playing lately, dude?
Gears of War and Small Arms.
You know, I have not really tried Small Arms much online, just single player.
Problem. You're the one that was so crazy about this game. Oh, man, it looks so cool.
I've just been sick, though, dude. I've been really sick, and I just haven't had a chance to do that lately. I don't know what it is. I've played no online play except for yesterday when I played with Chris from Microsoft. I played some Gears of War with him. That's been the only online play I've done in the past week was that. So, Halo Over, what else? I mean, you've been playing Gears. You're pretty good on that, dude?
Yeah. If you do listen to Squad XP, you definitely know how good I am. But basically, that's it. I haven't been playing much lately.
I was listening to their last show, and they were actually bagging on you on their last show. Halo 2, on a Halo 2 room where, you know, that you guys were against some really good gamers, I guess, and then kill everyone else on your team but you and just start, Halo.
Yeah. Well, that was pro gamers, so, you know, at least I was the last one living, and I didn't die early on like they did.
So how'd you hear about XBL Radio?
When K-Rock did an interview with, was that episode 11?
That with Carpal?
Mm. Yeah, I think it was.
Very cool.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was enjoyable. The whole family was here.
Lots of big numbers.
No.
Oh, the
more of no eggnog. I'm not an eggnog fan. But we had turkey, we had roast beef and ham. So, you know, it was pretty normal.
I'll pass up turkey, dude, for eggnog any Thanksgiving. Eggnog is, I love it because it's like the only time of the year where you can go to the store and they will have eggnog every time.
I enjoy eggnog. I like what Dave Attell said about eggnog. It's for people that want to get a little bit drunk, but they also want some pancakes.
I'm talking the non-alcoholic eggnog.
What's the point of eggnog, then?
Tastes good. See, I don't do everything I do doesn't involve around drinking. Like, right now, I'm actually sober, and I've been sober for a few days now because I'm sick.
But you're still sitting in your beer can costume from Halloween, so that counts a little bit.
But it's because the costume is so freaking awesome. It's a giant beer can.
It's roomy in the crotch, that's why you like it.
Yeah, I need that extra room there. So, Rusty, who is our last guest?
Yes, last but not least, from Mackerel, Indiana. He is 36 years old. Two guests in a row who are 36, and his gamer tag is Cognitive. Formerly Lost Man, 1970. Your first appearance on Live on Live. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, guys. And just to let you know, it's actually Markle. So
I know, dude.
Uh-oh.
I heard him say it wrong. I'm like, oh, he said it wrong.
It's all right. It's a little podunk town, so it has its advantages, though.
Am I going to get a lot of hate mail?
Probably not. There's only like 1,000 people here, so.
Oh. And you get high-speed internet down there?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
There's a special company that, well, I guess they're not that special, but they specialize in rural areas, so.
That's cool. Uh-oh. But do you have to pay like a premium price?
No, it's the typical cable price.
All right, then. Anyways, so what you been playing lately?
I have been playing Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess, and Wii Sports, and Gears of War.
Very nice. So obviously you have a Wii. You got a PS3 too?
No, I do not have a PS3, nor does my budget allow for it, so...
I see.
I won't knock the PS3, I'm just waiting for that one killer game to come out before I actually look at it, so...
So how's the Zelda like?
Steve, we're going to talk about this during the game talk, dude. Not during the introduction, I just went over this with you.
Okay. I want to hear about it.
I did want to tell you guys, because you always used to ask everybody what your first console was, and nobody's ever had the same console that I had. I had the Pong with the retractable cords was my first console, so.
With the retractable cords?
Yeah, so you could have the unit up close to the TV, and you could sit back on the couch.
That's amazing. We had the one that had the controllers built into the unit, so you had to be sitting with your face plastered to the TV, basically.
Yeah, how your parents always yell at you, don't sit so close to the TV.
Yeah, then they buy you a game that forces you to. You can tell who the old-timers are in this room, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, cognitive. What does that mean? What does your gamertag mean?
Basically, after I played Gears of War the first time, I got pretty excited about playing a COG character, and started looking around to get a gamer tag close to something from Gears of War. And cognitive, which is actually spelled wrong, it actually is a I instead of an A, means the process of knowing or understanding. So I thought it was kind of cool. So
awesome. Let's see. How was your Thanksgiving? Did you eat a lot of turkey?
I did eat a lot of turkey. Actually, I just had the last family Thanksgiving was today. So I have had 6 Thanksgivings so far.
Holy crap. Well, I guess I wouldn't complain. All the mashed potatoes you get to eat?
It's not the mashed potatoes. It's the stuffing that I like, so.
Oh, man, I never was into stuffing.
Yeah, I hate stuffing. I really do. It's nasty stuff. Ugh.
My aunt makes this great rice with cheese and broccoli. Oh, man, it's the best.
Oh, that stuffing you cook inside of a turkey is just awesome.
Anyways, finally, cognitive. How did you hear about XBO Radio?
I was searching around in iTunes looking for some 360s. Back in February of this year, I was looking to actually pick up my 360 and was trying to get all the information I could. And I think it was around episode 15 that I got hooked up with Xbox Live Radio. So been listening ever since.
Awesome. Okay. And you know, it's funny. A lot of people call us Xbox Live Radio, but there actually is another website called Xbox Live Radio, and we're not associated with them. So we try to stick with that tag, XBL.
And now, should we get into the show?
Yes, we should. All right, then. It's time to get it on. Gentlemen, you know why you're here. You all stepped into the next generation console market with a second console. You own a 360, and some of you now own a Wii and or a PS3. We got to get your thoughts on it, your initial impressions about the consoles you just bought.
Okay, first what we're going to do is actually go over your experience to get your new console, what you had to do to get it.
Then we'll start with Mick. Mick, I want to go to you first, man, about your experience getting the console. So you got a PS3. One of the you're one of the lucky guys. So did you have to spend a couple thousand on eBay to get this?
No, and unfortunately the story is not all that dramatic. I have a friend that's pretty good friends with the manager of a GameStop, and when they announced that they were going to be taking pre-orders on those limited numbers that they thought they knew they were going to have, we kind of arranged a little deal with him to get us to the top of the pre-order list, basically. So worked a little backdoor dealing in order to get myself to the top of the list. So there was no spending the night, no spending thousands of dollars on eBay. It was just, you know, it's all about who you know.
Yes, indeed. Very nice.
Hey, Mick, don't they call that insider trading?
Something like that, yeah.
Well, I want. What kind of deal did you pull off to get that?
Well, basically, what I think the way I understand it is, we bought gift cards the night before, and then he kept the gift cards there and rang them through first thing in the morning before anyone else came through. So we had our money down basically on a gift card that he had, and then he rang them through before he opened the doors in the morning.
Was there no, like, bribing of the buddy or whatever? Thanking him in a special way by rewarding him?
We do that anyway. That's, you know, friends with benefits. No, it's and just for the record, it was not at the Ogden, Utah GameStop. I actually went out of town to do it, so just so nobody gets in trouble here. But yeah, it was a little shady dealing, but you know, I was willing to do that more than I was willing to set up a tent and hang outside with all the crazies for 3 days.
So how come you didn't put it up on eBay?
The same reason I didn't put my 360 up on eBay. I wanted to play it. I don't really, I don't view consoles as investment opportunities. They're more entertainment opportunities. So I wanted to get home, plug it in, see what it was all about. You know, ultimately, I want to play the games anyway. So, you know, an extra $500 or $600, that'd be nice. But it just kind of feels dirty to me, you know?
Awesome. I respect that very much.
You know, part of it stems from when I waited in. I actually did wait in line for a 360, 6-7 hours, something like that, in line. And it was kind of interesting because there were a lot of people back where I was in the line that were moms and dads trying to find 360s for their kids for Christmas. Meanwhile, up at the front of the line, the people that had been there forever are all these kind of younger guys with their Blackberries checking prices on eBay who were flipping them immediately, and it, you know, just kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth a little bit.
Wow, so you have a lot of...
I have high moral fiber, Rusty. That's why I did the backdoor deal to get one.
Exactly. You did what you had to do to save one.
Yeah, yeah. I guess everybody has their hang-ups, so...
All right, then. So moving on, we'll go to Cognitive next. You got a Wii. Did you get it on launch day?
Yes, I did get it on launch day. Basically, I was working on that Saturday that it came out. Or actually, came out at, what, midnight or Sunday night. But I was happy to be at work. Went up to Walmart. They had a line of that. They had 20 units that they were getting. And so they had 20 chairs sitting out at 7 a.m. So basically at 11 o'clock at night, they were going to give out tickets, and then you could go buy your games and whatever else, and then get the consoles at midnight. But I ran up there at lunch, and they only had 10 people in line. So I was like, oh, man, I got to get it. I got to get back up here. So I got off work at 3, went back up there, and there was only 12 people in line. So I was the 13th person in line, waited 9 hours, and picked up my Wii.
Excellent. So you didn't know the manager over there?
Actually, the department manager is a friend of mine. I don't get any special benefits or anything, but...
So you didn't put it on eBay?
No, I didn't. I'm in the same way kind of Mick is, that when I buy something, I actually want to, you know, take it home and open it up and start playing that night. So the Wii was my first opportunity to actually get a new console on launch day, so... I wanted to do whatever it took to get one, so.
All right, well, that's cool, Cognitive. And Halo over. So which console did you buy?
The Nintendo Wii.
And what scams did you have to pull to get one of these?
Unlike these guys, I had a very exciting story. I camped out 14 hours at Walmart and met some very interesting people there. We got all of us got very tired, and around 10 o'clock... we finally hooked up to the GameCube and had a Super Smash Bros. Tournament. Throughout the day, we drank many energy drinks. We played Nintendo DS. We had an 8-player game of Super Smash Bros. And Mario Kart. It was very fun.
Awesome. So you waited a long time. So you're one of those geeks that like Star Wars, and you'd wait 2 days in line to watch Episode 3?
No. I'd do it for Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, though.
Even without Peter Jackson?
Yes.
You know, there's talk about him not doing The Hobbit.
He isn't, because he's dumping it for the Halo movie and his other projects.
I heard it was because of...
there was a dispute with...
New Line or somebody like that still owed Peter Jackson a bunch of money.
Now, your roommate's got a PS3, right? How do you go about getting one of those? Because those are so much harder getting than a Wii.
He pre-ordered? Yeah.
And it's actually one of my friends who lives next door. It's not my roommate.
That's cool. Did he pre-order a lot of hassle, though?
No, he just walked in there early in the morning and pre-ordered number 3 out of 6.
So let's go. Let's talk about first your first experience. You open it up. You hook it up. Nick, you hook up your PS3.
What's it like, dude? First, before I hooked up my PS3, I had to go buy an HDMI cable, right? Because it only comes with composite cables.
True that. That's true.
So once I got my HDMI cable, I got home and hooked everything up. And, you know, you boot the system up, and the very first thing you have to do is a system update, which takes 10 or 15 minutes to download and install. Not exactly sure what it did, but that was the first thing that you had to do.
You know what it did? It took out the 1080i interface.
Yeah, that's a whole separate issue. But yeah, people that only have 480p 1080i TVs are justifiably angry about that. Fortunately for me, mine does 720p, so I was in good shape. But so after that, I created my network ID on the PSN, the PlayStation Network, and then the first thing I did actually was go straight to the PlayStation Store and start all of the demos and things like that, downloading, of course, doing that one at a time because you cannot download those in the background like you can now anyway on the Xbox Live Marketplace. You guys probably remember at first you weren't able to do that. You had to download and sit there and watch the status bar slowly crawl across the screen, but now you can download in the background.
You think Sony would like actually learn from Microsoft's mistake on that, but apparently it wasn't on the priority list.
Yeah, there are a number of things where you might think they would learn from the mistakes, but I kind of look at it this way. The 360 is like the logical progression of the Xbox and Xbox Live. It's sort of the next step. And the PS3, to me, feels very much like the next evolution of the PS2, which had basically next to no online network whatsoever. So, you know, Sony's a hardware company. Microsoft is a software company, and so Microsoft's always going to have the edge on software development, I think.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about downloads in a bit, because actually we can talk about downloads. Everyone's got downloads, actually, so I want to get into that later on. So, but it was a pretty pleasant experience, though, from what I heard, real simple.
Yeah, it was easy to set up, you know, other than waiting the 10 to 15 minutes for the system update. Everything else went really well. Once I got everything put together and set up and downloaded some things, then I launched into playing Resistance. But setup-wise, everything is cool. I think the hardware itself is kind of a sexy piece of equipment. I like the look of it. It's, you know, glossy black, very big, but pretty cool-looking piece of hardware. I like the interface. I know a lot of people don't like the cross-media VAR, but I was used to it from the PSP, and I think it's a real clean, simple, elegant interface.
Okay, and next up, we got Cognitive with your Wii. Walk us through it, man. You took it out your box, you hooked it up. How easy was it? How exciting was it? And any cool stuff that you had to do?
It was actually pretty exciting. I didn't actually open it up that night. I waited till the next day. I have a little boy who just turned 2 on that Sunday, so the goal was I had to clean the house as quick as I could for getting ready for the birthday party. And then once that was done, hooked it all up. I was amazing how small it actually is. If you take about 3 CD cases, hold those together, it's probably about that big. And it went together, all the parts fit right in there. It reminds me a lot of an iPod, kind of your white iPods. It's just kind of slick looking. You know, you boot it up and it does your network settings for you. It comes, you know, built in wireless, so it detected my network, and it took a long time for the updates. I mean, I think it took like 45 minutes for the first update. Then you boot it back up, and then you try to do something. Then it asks for another update, and then that took another half an hour.
Wow.
I relate that to, you know, launch day, kind of everybody's doing them all at the same time. But once you actually get in there, it's pretty easy to maneuver around. It's kind of like looking at a bunch of TV screens in The Matrix when, you know, Neo was in there looking at the architect and he had all those TV screens. That's the kind of way the menu's set up for the Wii. you know, you kind of point your remote to the sensor bar and, you know, you select whatever you want. You know, I created a me character, which is kind of a gamer tag, but you can have multiple me's on your Wii. So, I have a whole bunch of them on there. I've got, like Michael Jackson and, you know, Dwight Schrute from, The Office, and, you know, I have mine, my wife's, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, a whole bunch of people. We made a bunch of those me's on there. So, interface is really simple. The sensor bar is real sensitive. So all the Wii remote controls you do for it are, I mean, it picks right up and it's got a pretty wide range. We actually had to scoot my entire living room, move couches and stuff around so we could have more room to play. But yeah, just the interfaces were pretty easy to use and anybody could pick them up. So,
let's go to Halo Over. Let's see, you got a Wii as well.
Yes.
So can you relate to what Cognitive?
I took it out, but I didn't have my wireless router hooked up at the time, so I played around with it without downloading the ridiculously long updates. I created a me, and like Hog, I made a couple characters. I did Jesus, Hitler, and then one for me.
Wow.
Then I played Zelda for 6 hours straight.
Very cool. What motivated both you guys to make these extra characters like Michael Jackson and Hitler? What did the Wii suggest that when you started it up or something?
I was very tired and very bored at the time. So,
well, I think part of the appeal of that is that those extra Mii's that you create will appear in your game. So if you're playing tennis, you could end up playing, you know, against Jesus Christ.
Oh,
and who doesn't want to play some doubles with Jesus Christ?
That is correct. You can also email your friends the Mii's that you create too, so they can be on their console.
What would they do on the other console?
Same type of thing what he was talking about. When you're playing games, you know, like in Wii Sports, when you're bowling, you can be in a tournament or whatever, and you could see, you'd be, you know, the guy in the next lane next to you would be the me that your friend created. So,
awesome. That's very cool.
Have you, Cognitive, have you done the Wii Parade?
Yes, I have. I've got two or three people on my friends list right now, and I only have like four me's in the parade right now.
What's the Wii Parade? Basically, guessing all your Wii's go on parade.
You can set your all the Mii's that you create, you can set them to travel. That part of the, you know, the Nintendo network, I think it's called Wii Connect 24, that when your unit's turned off, it's kind of in a standby mode, and your Mii's can travel to all your friends. So you go into the Mii Parade, and you see, you see Mii's that your friends have made that kind of go, they walk down the screen, and you can see them.
Very interesting feature, but very weird at the same time.
Sounds kind of like it. All right, next, let's go into games, actually. You know, normally launch day, you got a couple good titles, not always the best launch. Why don't we go start talking about launch titles? Let's start off with Halo Over. You got a Wii. What games did you get with it?
Zelda, and, of course, Zelda.
So Zelda and Wii Sports.
Yeah, well, Wii Sports comes with the systems, you know.
Yeah, that's why I threw that in there. So, have you been putting a lot of time into Wii Sports, or just everything into Zelda?
I played Wii Sports for a good period of time. Boxing was my favorite. I got my skill up to around 700 the first 2 days, but most of my time was on Zelda.
Awesome. I'm a big Zelda fan.
So, most of your time's on Zelda. Why on Zelda? Tell me about Zelda.
The controls, the music, it's Zelda.
I'm not sold. Well, I'm really not.
Have you ever played Ocarina of Time?
No.
For the 64, i.e. the one Zelda that I didn't finish.
Wow.
When I started.
Are you serious?
I didn't finish it, man. It got hard.
It got hard.
Is that Famitsu, the Japanese magazine, gave it a low rating because it was too hard.
Which one? The new one or the old one?
The new one. Yeah, they gave it like a 8 because it was too difficult. But Zelda,
because the controllers are too difficult,
no,
or the game itself?
The game itself is too difficult.
Okay. Okay.
Man, actually, the controls are pretty easy for it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if you want to, you know, flip your sword, you just kind of do a slicing motion with your Wiimote. So.
So again, tell me why I should buy Zelda if I want to get Zelda.
Okay, Zelda as itself takes about 40 hours to beat if you don't run straight through it. It's epic. The controls are ridiculously amazing. The immersion level is higher than Oblivion. The storyline, if you get into it, is very good and very well done. It's just a great game. The combat system is amazing. The puzzles are great. You want it, you buy it.
Hey, Cognitive, you got anything to throw on this? Why should I buy Zelda?
If
you have Zelda?
No, I have Zelda, but if you're not a fan of the franchise, you probably don't need to pick it up. So,
I heard, like what Halo was saying, I heard this is an extremely long game, and I heard that Nintendo, if they wanted to, they actually could have separated this into two games itself. So big.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's a huge game. They say if you had won, once you have access to the whole map, it takes you probably about an hour to walk from one end of the map to the other end of the map. That's how big it is.
But
so.
they have the warping, like on Oblivion, where you can just warp. If you've been to that area before, right, I'm guessing?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Right. It's a fun game. I use my Wii for, I guess that sounds funny, but all right. I use it more for a party type of game. You know, when my wife likes to play the Wii Sports, we have friends come over, we play. Zelda to me is a single player game that if you have time to sit down and play, you can play. So I'm looking for in January, they're having a game called Wii Play, which has ping pong and a whole bunch of different, it's kind of like an addition to the Wii Sports.
Now, do you have demos you can download on the Wii?
Not yet.
Because I'm curious about that. You see that surgery game, that Trauma Center?
That game is great. If you haven't played that on the DS, I would definitely recommend that you look at that for the Wii.
On the DS, though, that's Japan only, isn't it? Unless you import it.
No. It's available here. I have it.
Dude, I went to friggin' the store today trying to pick one up, and the guy's like, no, we don't have it here. And I'm like, what do you mean? Is it Japan only? He's like, yeah, it's Japan only.
No.
Unless you get it for the Wii. I'm like, okay.
No, I just saw it at the mall today.
Damn it. Bastard lied to me, dude.
And I think it works better on the DS than it does on the Wii because, you know, using a scalpel and using the stylus are completely analogous where, you know, using the Wiimote on the screen isn't quite the same, but it's still really fun. And if you haven't tried it on the DS,
really cool.
you should get it on the Wii.
All right.
We didn't get to talk about the PS3, so what games did you pick up, Mick?
Just one, only Resistance, Fall of Man. That's the only one I picked up. Other than that, I've just downloaded all the demos off the PlayStation Store and working my way through Resistance.
Resistance, very cool. So how are you liking it?
I'm actually really liking it, a lot more than I thought I would, frankly. Because, like I mentioned before, I've got Gears, I've got Call of Duty 3, I've got Rainbow Six Vegas. I've been waiting months for Rainbow Six Vegas, and... oddly, when I sit down to play a game, Resistance is usually the one I pop in.
You know what I heard today about Resistance Fall of Man? Now, have you ever played games on the PSP?
Yeah.
Okay, you know how on the PSP discs, they actually have this like dummy space they put in the middle of the disc to actually make the game on the outside so it loads up faster?
Yeah, I think that's pretty common on all media.
The
I did read that about Resistance as well, that there's what,
17 gigs. That's ridiculous.
So, which means that Resistance Fall of Man could have been put on a regular DVD.
Yep.
Wow. That's something right there.
Shall we save that for the Sony BS segment?
There isn't enough time for a Sony BS segment. Are you kidding me?
That is true.
So you picked up Resistance Fall of Man. You played Gears of War. Which one you liking?
In terms of the single player, I actually prefer Resistance by quite a wide margin. I was not really a fan of the campaign on Gears of War. But online multiplayer, which I would have figured to be the exact opposite, considering that Resistance is 40 players at the same time, you know, all of those kind of bells and whistles, I think that Gears works much better in the online multiplayer than Resistance does. Resistance just isn't my type of game. It's more of a real fast action kind of Quake, Unreal Tournament, you know, 40 people running around, circle strafing, and going crazy.
Have you gotten into a match with 40 people yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been in a few.
What's it like? Is it lagging?
No, I haven't experienced any lag. It's just hectic as all get out and confusing and, you know, like I said, just not my kind of thing. I'd rather be in Rainbow Six, taking cover, sneaking up on people, feeling that kind of tension, you know. And this is just a run around, circle strafe, jumping, frag fest kind of thing. Not my style.
You said you got some demos too. Which demos did you download for it?
I downloaded the NBA 07 demo, the MotorStorm demo. What else was there? F1, Cash Guns Chaos, which is like an arcade game demo, and then Blast Factor, which is another arcade game demo.
I played two of those demos today, actually. I played the NBA game, you know, mm-hmm. which to me felt exactly like the NBA game on the 360. I saw no difference there.
It's nowhere near as good as NBA 2K7. But nowhere near.
Then I played that racing game, the MotorStorm. And, you know, it looked pretty. I'll say that. It looked pretty, but it looked just as pretty as the 360 games look. But it was missing something. First, I grabbed the controller. Is there any, you know, what is it, six-axis controller thing
yes.
going on in that game?
You have to turn it on in the demo stations. It's not turned on by default, and it's actually not turned on by default when you download it either. You have to pause the game and turn it on. But you can steer the car using the six-axis control.
And I was trying so hard, and it just wasn't doing it. I'm, like, twisting the controller every which way, and it wasn't doing it. I'm like, what the hell? I wanted to get a feel of it.
Yeah, part of that is, you know, on the demo stations, it's tethered to the wall there. You can't really do much with it. But once you turn that on, it feels pretty good. It's not great. It's certainly not as good as it is on the Wii, but it's, you know, it's pretty solid. It's fun.
Yeah. But what I noticed most about that game, though, was I was hitting all these bumps, and it was so fun. I was hitting these bumps and turning upside down and everything else, and my controller was just stationary. No rumble feature. No vibration. Has that started bug? I mean, Resistance to Fallen Man is a first-person shooter. You kind of get used to vibration, especially in first-person shooters, especially in racing games. Are you missing that? Or have you just kind of unnoticed it?
It hasn't really occurred to me all that much. It's kind of nice that the controller is so light, but, you know, I think all things being equal, I would rather have the rumble in there for sure. You know, sometimes it gets kind of annoying, and on some games like Halo, I've actually turned it off before because it's just constantly rumbling, but it definitely, you know, helps you feel like you're in the game to have the rumble, and it would be nice to have it in there.
Any games you're looking forward to for the PS3?
Well, definitely MotorStorm. And then also, sooner than that, I'm actually looking forward to trying the first-person mode in Fight Night Round 3, even though I played it quite a bit on the 360 already. I'd like to see how it looks different and get to play that first-person mode. So, but both of those in the near future are the ones that I'm looking forward to most. Long term, I definitely want to see some of those great PS2 franchises come over, like SOCOM and God of War and, you know, whatever the Shadow of the Colossus team is going to come up with next, that kind of thing.
No Metal Gear Solid?
I'm not a big Metal Gear guy. I don't know. Ever since I loved Metal Gear Solid on the PlayStation, and they kind of lost me after that. It just got, you know, a little too wacky with the story.
Oh, the story.
Yeah, it just kind of drives me crazy. I think Kojima's lost his damn mind.
Lost his mind with the Game Boy game that you had to play out in the sun.
Boktai, yeah. He's got some interesting ideas for sure.
All right, next, let's start going into the controllers. And, you know, both new systems got really interesting new controllers out there. Both of them have, you know, voice or motion sensing. The Wii controller's got the little infrared things where actually not only it tells where you're pointing to as well. Let's start with cognitive. How are you liking the controller? Is it a huge improvement? Is it a little improvement? And what's missing from it, if anything's missing?
I think that it's a huge improvement over the other controllers. The Wiimote is extremely light. I mean, it's barely over. I mean, it takes two AA batteries. One of the things I don't like about it is it does take batteries, and you don't have rechargeable type of batteries like your 360 controller. But it is, you know, very easy. Fits right in your palm. The nunchuck, which is kind of the add-on for it, is a little bit not bulky, but it fits comfortably in your hand, but you have these wires between them. I wish they could have made that a separate wireless one as well, but it's pretty sensitive. You know, wherever you line up on the screen, it's right there, so I really like it so far.
It feels very solid, the Wiimote, but I did have some complaints about the nunchuck, it felt too plastic and too light. There was no weight to the nunchuck. And that sort of disappointed me. But it's very accurate, and haven't had any problems with it so far.
And so what's the purpose of the nunchuck? I mean, so now you got one thing in each hand. Can somebody give me an example of how you use it?
Yeah, you can, in Wii Sports and the boxing, you would put the nunchuck. If you want to punch with your left hand, you have the nunchuck in your left hand. It picks up your left hand movement. Right hand would be for your Wiimote movement. So if you want to duck left or right, you kind of spin each one the different directions. So.
Gotcha. Because that nunchuck, I mean, it also doesn't it have a little thumbstick and some buttons as well?
Yes. Yes. It has the Z button, the C button, and it has the thumbstick.
Right, and I'm just curious. So is there any game right now that uses the combination of both, the motion sensing and the thumbstick simultaneously?
Zelda does.
Zelda does a lot. You actually run your Link character around with the thumbstick, and like if you're shooting the slingshot, you would aim the Wiimote on the screen where you want to shoot your slingshot to.
What else? So, I mean, obviously it's wireless, like the 360 controller. Does anyone wish that Microsoft would incorporate some kind of motion sensing?
No. I think they should definitely stay away from that and let Nintendo take care of that and Sony try to copy it.
Nor do I want a web browser for the 360.
But the PS3 and the Wii have one.
Woo. I have a computer.
I'm going to defend the web browser a little bit because I've actually enjoyed that a lot more than I expected I would, too. I just, tried it out just on a lark, and it looks pretty cool on your high-def TV, and it works pretty well if you have a USB keyboard plugged in.
How's the functionality of it? Did they disable a bunch of things? Like Flash and
Flash works. Like
Java
I can go to xblradio.com, and I get the Flash header and all of that kind of thing.
What about
Java works. You can go to YouTube and watch videos on YouTube.
You can actually use the PS3 as an emulator then for old NES games that you can play online, correct?
I have not tried that yet, but if they're running in Flash, there's no reason that you couldn't.
Have you tried downloading?
I haven't tried downloading anything yet.
With my experience, I did not get to try that, but supposedly you can't download anything.
Well, maybe you can if you're running, because the PS3's got two operating systems. Maybe you can if you're running Linux. You can download things because it's supposed to be a full Linux.
I would say it's not a mandatory for a console, but if you don't want to, like, if you have your consoles in a different room than your computer, like I do, and you just want to check some message boards or you want to check news, weather, ESPN, or whatever, it's kind of nice to have it there on your high-def TV. It looks sharp. It works well. It's just a nice little extra feature.
So Mick, what do you think about the controllers for the PS3? How does it compare?
Well, I was always a fan of the DualShock controller, so, it feels pretty natural to me. Especially back in the day, I had a hard time getting used to the Xbox controller because I was a big sports game fan, and the four shoulder buttons on the DualShock were always really nice to have, like in NCAA football or in Madden.
What do you think about the bottom shoulder buttons on the new controller, on the 6-axis? I tried that today, and my fingers just kept slipping off because they're curved the wrong way, I felt.
They're convex instead of concave, and so it does take a little getting used to, but the texture on them, I haven't had a problem with my fingers slipping off. It took a minute to get used to them, but they feel pretty good to me now. The one thing that's interesting is in Resistance, you don't use that squeezy trigger button as your trigger. You use the R1 button as the trigger. I thought that was kind of bizarre, but in MotorStorm, you use it as the accelerator and then the L2 as the brake, and they feel pretty good.
Anything missing from the controller?
Well,
besides
the obvious
rumble?
Thing, yeah.
Besides
the rumble? The rumble is missing. So there's that.
Weight?
And yeah, if you... I actually like the fact that it's light. It hasn't really bothered me at all. I think that's kind of nice. It doesn't need to weigh a pound for it to feel quality. It still feels solid. It still feels well-manufactured. And if you like the DualShock controller, there's no reason that you won't like this because it's essentially a DualShock controller with squishy trigger buttons.
Minus the shock.
Yeah. Plus the axis minus the shock. The 6-axis control is, just as you would suspect, it feels kind of tacked on in most of the games so far. It works probably the best in the MotorStorm demo, but like in Resistance, the only thing you use it for is to shake aliens off of you when they grab on. The implementation in NBA 07 is terrible. You twist the controller to make your guy spin and stuff like that. It just makes it way more complicated than using a button, so I never use it in that.
So now let's go on to graphics, and we're going to go right back to you because the simple fact, PS3 is super power. How do the graphics compare so far to the 360 games? And in fact, let's do this. Instead of the 360 games that are out now, because you bought a 360 on opening day, how the opening day graphics on 360 games compare to the opening day graphics on PS3 games?
Like
Call of Duty, Resistance, Fallen Man.
Right. So if you're going to do that comparison, then I think you'd have to say that the PS3 graphics are better. But I don't know if that's really a fair comparison, because if someone's going out, you know, this holiday season and comparing them, they're comparing Gears of War to whatever. And so even though Gears of War is a second-gen title, it's still what it's up against. So I'd say that...
Then what about Gears of War compared to Resistance Fallen Man?
I think Resistance falls short of Gears of War in the graphics, but I think the graphics in Resistance are pretty impressive. And the one thing that Resistance does that Gears of War doesn't do is it has kind of an interesting scale change in the levels. You go from really tight, cramped, corridor-crawling missions to things where you're on really expansive Call of Duty-style battlefields. You know, there are some areas where you can see all the way across to where your ultimate objective is, and you have to fight all the way through a whole bunch of battles to get there. So there's a lot more. I think it's rendering a lot more. I think Gears of War kind of cheats a little and keeps things pretty confined, and that's why it gets so much detail. But Gears of War definitely looks better.
All right, let's go into Wii graphics now. Cognitive, what do you think about the Wii graphics? Is it that much of a difference to the 360?
I think it depends on what game you're talking about. The Wii graphics are actually better than I thought. It's nowhere near the Gears of War level, though, nor did I expect it to. To me, the Wii was more about the gameplay and less about the graphics. You know, there are some games on the 360 that actually would look better on the Wii, because I'm thinking of, like, Open Season, Cars, those type of games that they do on the multi-platforms, and they don't put a lot of graphic work into it, but it does its job, but it's more about the gameplay than it is the graphics.
With the Wii, you got to look more into the artistic aspect of the graphics than the actual technological graphics. With Zelda, like, you look at it from a distance, and it looks amazing. But you start looking up close at the walls, and the textures are low res. It definitely looks good, but it's nothing compared to the 360 or the PS3.
One more thing about graphics on the Wii that I think sort of can't be overstated. If you can get the component cables, for God's sake, do. Because
I've seen some pictures of with or without those, and it is a huge difference, actually.
Yeah, seeing it in 480p, seeing it in progressive is a huge, huge difference than seeing it in 480i, I think.
And actually, there's a third party that's just starting to sell them for like $7. I just saw an article on that yesterday.
Yeah, if you can get a hold of those, I definitely think you should.
All right, gentlemen, now let's move on to what's missing. What is missing from these consoles? I mean, you've got a good pace of 360. You've got your initial impressions of your PS3 and your Wii, and so just what comes to mind. We'll start with Halo Over with the Wii. What do you think, man? Is there anything missing?
Definitely the graphics lacking compared to the 360, but yet you don't miss it just because it's so much fun. But not much is missing with the Wii except for some of the features aren't enabled yet. And I was hoping for online play, which is not active yet either. But that's pretty much it.
Even if it's active, are there any games right now that support it?
No, not yet. I think one of the reasons Metroid is not out yet is because they want that to support online.
What do you think about Smash Brothers? Do you think Smash Brothers is going to support online?
Better. It would be amazing online.
All right. Let's go over to Cognitive next. What's missing from the Wii?
I think what's missing is, like Halo Over said, some of the features aren't there. They have two channels that are built into it for like your weather forecast and like some news headers, kind of your RSS feeds. Both of those services aren't active again. My Tebow can do them, but why can't my Wii do them? So just waiting for that, and it is a pain in the butt to add friends. Basically, I have to send you a message with your console ID. You have to reply back to it with my console ID, and you can add friends that way. So it's just not as easy as adding a friend to Xbox Live. So,
all right, Mick, what's missing from the PS3?
Well, the two big things would be a comprehensive online service like Live. I mean, obviously, it's going to fall short of that probably forever, but it would be nice to see them make an effort to making something that, you know, approaches the functionality of Xbox Live. And then the other thing I'd say would just be first party or other exclusive games. You know, they just need to start pumping out some titles for the thing.
And Rumble.
And Rumble is missing. For those who like to set their controller in their lap when they play, Rumble is definitely missing.
All right. Well, you know what? I almost forgot a subject I wanted to hit up. I wanted to hit up kind of not the online component as far as playing, but the online component as far as downloading. You know, the Xbox has the arcade. It's got the marketplace. It's got movie video downloads. What does the PS3 have?
The same thing. You have game videos, you know, game trailers. You have trailers of Blu-ray movies, which one of the cool things, you know, if you're one of the lucky few that has support for it, you can download those in 1080p. It has game demos, and then it has its downloadable games, which is their term for the arcade section, basically. It's just called downloadable games. And there are only two in there right now, but it's set up to support it.
And how do you think it rates? Minus the fact that it doesn't have, you know, background downloading, and you can't have a bunch of files all set up. But how do you think it rates?
Well, I like the way 360. I like the way it's set up. It's set up like a web page, so it's icon driven. You have tabs for different things, so you don't end up with a big laundry list of text of everything that there is to download, which is one of the things that annoys me about the marketplace. But it, you know, it's kind of hard to judge right now just because there's not much in it. There are half a dozen game demos, there are a couple downloadable games, and a half a dozen movie trailers. But, you know, it's functional, it looks nice. I think it's built to support a lot more content when they ultimately flesh it out. But, you know, in terms of functionality, I think the queuing downloads and downloading in the background are two huge things that need to be added to it, because that made all the difference on the 360.
And what about downloading speeds?
Yeah, I've heard some people complain about them. I haven't had any problems. One of my friends, I know his system update took about 40 minutes, but like I said, it took me 10 or 15 minutes. I think I downloaded the MotorStorm demo in around, I think it was about 45 minutes, but it's, you know, it's like 450 megs or something like that. So it seems pretty comparable to me to the speeds that I get on the marketplace.
On the marketplace, all right. Let's go on the Wii. Halo over. What do you think about the online aspects of the Wii as far as downloading? Now, on the Wii, the Wii's got virtual console?
Virtual console, yeah. I haven't got to download anything with that, so I wouldn't know. Maybe Cognitive would.
Nope, I haven't downloaded either. There's something that's missing is that they don't have trial versions of the games they have out there.
Really? They don't?
No. It's a straight download. You know, the price varies per system that the original games were on, whether it's, you know, the regular NES, Super NES, the Sega Genesis, or the TurboGrafx. There's probably about 10 games up there now, maybe 12 games, that you can download for various prices, but I haven't downloaded anything, so.
You would certainly hope that download speeds would be fast on those, considering they're going to be much smaller than even any Xbox Live Arcade game.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the same game you played 12 years ago, so, you know, it's not going to change.
Yeah.
Like, Super Mario 64 is still Super Mario 64.
Actually, I've heard talks that they might actually add some new functionality to some of their games in the future.
Possibly, yeah, but, you
through the virtual console.
Yeah, I was reading on Nintendo's website and the forums there that someone was complaining that they were playing the original Mario Brothers, and they were complaining that they couldn't save. I was like, well, you never could save in the original game, so why should you save here?
That sure make it easier.
All right. Rusty, are you ready for final thoughts on consoles?
Gentlemen, just overall, give us your final thoughts. What you think about the consoles that you purchased? I guess we'll go with Cognitive first for the Wii, man. Just what do you think, man, your initial impressions? What do you have to say about the Nintendo Wii?
All right.
How does it compare to 360?
Okay. My final thoughts are it's a great party machine. You know, some people buy, you know, karaoke machines for Christmas. You sit around and sing. The Nintendo Wii, I imagine around Christmas time, we're going to have a bunch of people over here playing. It's a great little system. I'm going to stick with my 364, you know, my first-person shooters, those type of games. But it works great. I haven't had any problems with it. It's not loud. It's actually very quiet. I can't really say, you know, anything negative about it. It's a great system so far.
Yeah, it's definitely a great party system, but the downfall of it being a great party system is the controllers. For the nunchuck and the Wiimote together, it costs $60 for a set. But other than that, it's a great system. Lacking online, though, but the games are incredibly fun. It's definitely something you might want to pick up soon.
And finally, the PS3. We turn it over to Mick.
I think in general I'm pleased with it so far. Definitely need to get some more games on it so I can judge better. If you're a person that owns an Xbox 360, there's no real compelling reason to pick up a PS3 right now. If you are a person that loves all of Sony's first-party games, which I am, and if you, you know, if you're looking forward to some of those third-party exclusives, and then especially the kind of quirky Japanese games that really only came to PS2, never made their way to the Xbox, like Katamari Damacy or Shadow of the Colossus, things like that that you just don't see on the Xbox, then I think ultimately the PS3 is going to be a good purchase.
Especially with even, you know, it's a Blu-ray player for less than a standalone.
Yeah, I think considering, you know, the technology that's in there and what you get, for the price, I think it is a decent value. It's just that there aren't a lot of games to play for it yet.
All right, then. We appreciate you having you on, everybody. Thank you for making it. Thank you for sharing your console experiences. And thank you for being on Live on Live. We appreciate it.
EA sucks.
All right, then. Everybody, say goodbye.
See you, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Sleepy, sleepy time for me.
Yo, man, thank you for featuring me on your show, like a week or two ago. I just want to say that Gears of War and Project 8 are going to be the best games on a 360 for this year.
Hey, Rusty, that was a great show today. You've got a real scary voice. And I got a photo sent from Steve519 showing me the, him dressed up as the can of beer. I thought he was just bulging dish, but apparently it's true.
GoldenEye is the best game of all time. It is better than Halo. It is better than Gears of War. Play your N64 if you have missed this. If you have hit yourself in the head with a brick.
Call of Duty 3 is in the top badass. Straight! Get it out! Awesome! It's cool.
Mr. Ranchero, check out that Rainbow Six multiplayer demo, man. It's amazing. Peace.
Hey, Live on Live, it's MikeyD8113. I was wondering what I have to do to be a guest on your show. If you ever need someone to fill a spot, give me a call. Ciao.
And we're back. Welcome back, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that roundtable. Steve and I are here to wrap up the show. Steve, how you been, man?
I'm doing good. Eating a nice big ham and cheese and jalapeno chip sandwich right now, dude.
Oh, nice. Okay, so I guess I got to do most of the talking for now.
No, I can talk. I can talk. You can't see me, so you can't see me talking with food in my mouth.
I see. Well, since you gotta be quiet, we'll let someone else do the talking.
I don't have to be quiet. You're just trying to shut me up now.
It's
I don't
okay.
like this.
Hey, just
I don't like this.
Finish your sandwich. It's okay.
Nope.
Go back to
my
mute.
Sandwich is done now.
Go back to mute.
My sandwich is done.
Okay, but anyways, what I was getting at is that there's someone else here with us right now.
In the closet.
What's going on, XBL listeners? It's Guija.
That's right. Guija has joined us. Thanks for making it, man. I know it's pretty late in your area.
No problem, guys.
I even called your house. I'm like, where's Guije? And this female with a beautiful voice answered. It's like, well, who is this?
Yeah.
Sorry to wake you guys up.
That's okay.
Yeah, so how's it going with your baby?
Oh, she's awesome, man. She's awesome. She's sleeping. She's
doing baby stuff.
Yeah, she's doing baby stuff. She's doing baby stuff. How you guys doing? Was your holiday good?
Yeah, mine was great, man. Took an hour drive to San Antonio, saw lots of family, ate lots of mashed potatoes and a little bit of turkey. So it was good, man. I enjoyed it.
How about you, 519er?
As I said in the show, I was sick. I had to work. My wife had to work. It was enjoyable.
So what's up? Hey, what's up with Carpool's 360?
Apparently, right when the Wii came out and the PS3 came out, Carpool's 360 decided to take a dump.
Not cool, man. I think he's going to abandon the 360 now.
No, he's not going to abandon the 360.
We're going to be Wii Radio.
You know what? I'm looking at the pictures right now because he posted a story on the website, and he actually put his 360 in the corner on a timeout.
Bad 360.
It's in the corner on timeout.
So I'm sitting here over Thanksgiving Day weekend, and I'm playing, of course, with my new favorite game, Gears of War. And it's a shame, and I'm sure a lot of other podcasts have addressed this issue about, you know, the whole ranking system and how it's really screwed up. And I know we're all hoping and waiting for a patch, but what's really pissing me off is that I tried to play like 4 games today, and for the simple fact that I was beating some people's butts, they kept quitting the ranked matches. I'm a gamer score whore. There's no way I can get my achievements if I can't, you know, get the count for the kill. So for any XBL listeners out there, don't be punks. If you're playing Gears of War, play the whole game through. Just have fun. That's all.
That's why I play player matches, because then I'm just playing with friends. It doesn't matter then.
Right, but like I said, for us gamer score horse, it's the only way to get the achievement.
You know, I did talk about this, and I think it's total... I mean, I understand why, because they don't want people, you know, to cheat and just kill their friends to get the total kills and everything else. But I think if you're going to put... I think if you're going to put a game, they're going to do it anyways. Just have it so it's player matches so you can still play with your friends. You know, don't make us do all these stupid loops just to get the achievements.
Because I don't know how many times I can be called a homosexual a day by some 12-year-old.
Yeah, playing a ranked match. It's retarded. I'd rather just play with my friends and get my achievements that way.
Woo-hoo. Oh, Rusty, I told Steve what happened to me today. So, Rusty, you met my little brother, Hanging Brains, right?
Yeah, we were playing the other night, Gears of War.
Right, so I went out with him, and we went to visit my brother, who lives 2 hours away from us. And so on our way home, it's late at night already, the sun went down, and he had to use the bathroom real bad. So, you know, my father, you know, stopped off at a rest stop so he could use the bathroom. So... he was all like, dude, I'm not going in there by myself. So, you know, I followed him to the rest stop. He went in the bathroom. I went outside and went around the corner. And I just totally got all Gears of War out in my brain. So I, like, you know, we usually scare each other. So I went back in the corner. And I'm like, I'm so going to chainsaw my little brother when he comes around and scare the crap out of him. So my parents are, like, watching me, right? They're watching me in the parking lot hide.
How old are you? Well,
come on, dude. 2-hour drive. Gas prices are high. So we all... took me and my 3 kids. My wife didn't go, so it's me and my little brother, my parents, and my kids. We all drove there together. Okay. So anyway, so I'm hiding in the corner getting ready to chainsaw my little brother. And this old guy walks out. And I'm like, the chainsaw sound effect. This old man just like jumps, turns around, looks at me. I put my head down and make a beeline inside the rest stop. I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to get arrested. And I just hear my dad laughing. My little brother's like, what's so funny? I'm like, nothing, get in the car.
Oh, that's hilarious, man.
That's my real-life Gears of War story.
Nice, I like it. So damn, how old are you?
Dude, I wonder how old I am. You don't have to be...
You're talking about your parents, and you're acting out video games.
Dude, come on. If you don't have to be old. You don't have to be young to have fun with your little brother, or your older brother, or your siblings. Should be pranking on each other for the rest of your lives.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. I don't know. Steve, did you have anything? I was going to bring up that Gamertag Radio last.
Let's talk about movie downloads.
Video Marketplace. I don't have a whole lot to say about it. I haven't tried it yet. there is nothing on there that has really caught my eye yet.
All right. Well, Rusty Ranchero, don't worry. I got your back. You know, the video marketplace came out, what day, 22nd? The 22nd.
The so, me and my wife's 5th year wedding anniversary.
Congratulations, Francesca.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, I go and I download a movie. I download V for Vendetta because it was a movie I haven't seen. It was a high-definition movie, and I wanted to, you know, try it out. You know, just see what it's like. See what the new marketplace downloads are like. So, I download it, and I go to bed. You know, just really simple. I download it, leave my Xbox on, and I go to bed. I figure I come home, next morning, it'll be up. I turn my Xbox on, I turn my TV on. You know, my Xbox is still running. Error. We had such and such problem. Blah, blah, blah. Your points have been deducted. Your download is stopped. Son of a shit. So I restart the download. I'm at 2%. Holy shit. So I leave it on all last night, and I get to 2%. Not a huge deal. I'm off to work again now. So I go to work. I come home. I'm at 9%. Now I'm at like 24 hours, and I'm at 9% downloaded on a movie. On something that's supposed to replace in demand. You're supposed to use your 360s in demand. You know, 9%, 24 hours, not so cool. The end result was, as of yesterday, the November 25th, it finally starts working. And I downloaded the whole movie, and it worked awesome. And I was very pleased with it. And there will be a story about it, along with pictures, on our website very, very soon. I also
pleased
tried
with it after it took you 4 or 5 days to download?
Yeah, man, yeah. I'd be kind of pissed.
No, I was pissed. I wrote a thing on it. You know, I wrote a thing saying it was broken. Don't use it yet. I wrote, don't use it yet. I didn't say don't stay away from it completely. I said, not yet. I did write that. But as now, since it's working, I'm writing another review saying what I think about it now that it does work. I also tried it with a TV show I downloaded, South Park, and it was pretty cool. Really quick, actually. I was, extremely, extremely quick on the South Park episode.
You know what I've been noticing that more and more of my friends, I'm seeing more HD DVD drives popping up on my friends list.
I'm seeing that too. A lot of people have those HD DVD drives, which is really surprising me. I really didn't think it was going to be that big of a thing, but I have a lot of friends that have them. I probably have at least 5 to 10 friends that have one right now.
Right. Everything that I've heard so far, though, seems to be real positive too. I've talked to 2 or 3 people, and I asked them, I says, you know, is there really a difference? And everybody's like, oh yeah, for sure. If you have the television for it, big difference.
Well, it's an exceptional value, $200.
Right.
And only $30 per movie.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? But there's, you know, not that many movies that I actually want to purchase right now. So I think I'm still sitting on the fence. I know me and you have discussed this before, Steve, and I think I might purchase one just depending on what's going to happen.
Okay.
Hey, Rusty, let's talk about site news real quick.
Site news. Okay.
Site news. For those of you listeners that don't know, or just don't frequently go to our website, you guys have to start going to our website. We are really putting forth an effort about getting people to go to our website and read our news that we post as well. So we're putting a huge effort into making our site more active. So go to our site, check it out. I mean, right now I go there, I see a 360 story from Carpal Tunnel about how his 360s broke. I see a Viva Pinata review by myself. I'm seeing a Hungry for RSS Feed Your Zune story by Carpal. Rusty, another article. Myself, another article. Rusty, another article and a video. Tons and tons of stuff over there. So everyone, be sure to go over there and check it out. And if you like our stories, on the bottom left of each story, there's a little button that says, Dig This. Click that button for us, please.
Do it. Do it now. Do it.
Steve, you're begging, man.
Okay, do it. Otherwise, Rusty's going to kick your ass. That's not begging, Rusty. That's using intimidation there.
Yes, indeed. And just to let everyone know, we have some forums as well, which are very active currently. And so go check that out at xbradio.com. You'll see the link to click on our forums, and you can sign up and start posting away. We love to hear from you. And that's what I'm using now for the Live on Live waiting list. So if you want to be on our show, that is the absolute best place to go. You will
that
get,
is the only place to go to get signed up for the show.
Right, where do I sign up?
On the waiting list.
Just go to xboradio.com in the forums. Go to the XBO Radio Show discussion forum, and you will see the sticky post at the top. Waiting list for Live on Live.
I'm doing it. right now.
Nice. What do you need to do it for?
I don't know.
You've been watching on the show. Apparently he hasn't been on enough shows.
5 times in a row is not enough for you.
For those of you that don't know, Carpal was giving away Gears of War. By the time you guys hear this show, the giveaway is already completed. And, I mean, if you listen to the show, you should have known about it because Carpal announced that his last show. And that's just another reason why you should check out the site because of cool things like that. Gears of War, we gave away... What did we give away last week? The webcam. The vision camera.
Who won?
And we got some other things. Racing Freak. Oh, did I not say? Racing Freak actually won. I wrote it in the forums, but what I did was I took all the right winners, you know, all the people that got all the right answers, wrote all their names on a pieces of paper, which took a little while, threw it in this giant, like, plastic bucket, and then to make it fair, I went to my wife, and I was like, hey, draw a name. And she was like, what am I doing? I'm like, nothing, just draw a piece of paper. And she's like, what? I was like, grab a piece of paper, now. So she grabbed one, and it was Racing Freak 92.
Yeah, good job, Racing Freak.
Congratulations. If you pick up Rainbow Six, let me know what that Faith's map in is like.
Yeah. Speaking of Rainbow Six, I'm hearing that's a lot of fun. I'm going to have to check that one out. Any listeners out there, let us know how it is, because I'm really interested. I'm thinking about buying it. I'm on the fence, and I got to know if I should buy it or not. So hit me up.
Steve, come on, man. A couple months ago, you were talking about Rainbow Six is going to be better than Gears of War.
That's what
I know. It's just, I think, you know, the part... I've just been feeling sick, so I haven't been able to get off my ass and do anything, so.
Hey, I wanted to just mention really quick, just to let you guys know that I'm going to be doing a little segment, the Marketplace Minute. I'll be featuring that on a Carpal Show.
You're going to debut on podcast version 32.0.
Yes, sir.
I look forward to that, man. So it's called the Marketplace Minute. So what exactly are you going to be doing?
You know, I'm just going to be going through the marketplace, pulling out some solid content, some fresh content, just letting you know what's the up and up, and if it's worth your marketplace dollars.
Oh, nice. So we're going to get the Guijay spin on it.
Of course. I never had a spin on anything, because I got a spin on everything.
Awesome. Look forward to that. And one more thing I got. XBL Radio and Gamertag Radio. We're going to be having a tournament. The hosts are going to get together sometime, hopefully this week, and we're going to have a battle on Small Arms, the very cool Xbox Live arcade game that just came out that I've been playing a lot. I think it's a lot of fun, so it should be cool. I don't know who exactly it's going to be. Steve, maybe me and you against Godfrey and Pink Sage, or...
I better start playing that game online. I don't know, I bought the game, but I just haven't played that game either.
You better get on it, because you know Carpal isn't going to play.
Right. Yeah, I know Carpal isn't playing now, so yeah. I got another thing, too, real quick. As we're talking about, you know, Godfrey and Gamertag Radio, quick reminder, they are doing awards over there. Be sure to just go over there and check it out and vote for anyone you want. I'm not saying vote for us. I'm just saying they got Blog of the Year, they got Site of the Year, they got Community Member of the Year. Just go ahead and check it out and go vote.
Yes, and vote for Podcast of the Year as well.
There's a podcast of the year. Oh, I forgot about that. There's also a podcast of the year category. We're listed. If you vote for us, it's cool. If you don't, it's cool. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But just go ahead and go over there and vote. That's what matters.
Vote for your favorite one. Exactly. And even Unscripted 360 is listed up there. Deacon Blade is mentioned as podcast of the year.
Really?
Yes, he is.
Hey, did you hear the last show with Other Guy in Carpal Tunnel?
Of course. A great show, by the way. It was freaking sweet.
What the hell was that? But I just got to thank them on my music selection on my Zune. I didn't know I had those songs on there, but apparently I do. So thank you, Carpal Tunnel. And actually, that was Other Guy's idea because of what I said about Other Guy.
Yeah. Also, hey, thanks for the congratulations, guys, on my new baby girl. Just want to let those guys know they gave me a little audio clip of my daughter traveling through my wife's vaginal canal.
Yes, it was wonderful.
I was like, what the hell is that? My wife was like, I didn't scream.
She didn't.
No.
You were there.
There's drugs, Rusty.
Oh, dude, my wife was actually no. My wife, her epidural ran out. She's just a champ, dude. She was on commando on it, like.
That's great.
So, I think that wraps it up for our show. stay tuned next week. We have a great show lined up with Carpal Tunnel and Other Guy. There were some awesome reviews set up and ready to go that might not be coming your way because Carpal does not have a 360 anymore as of right now. So, I'm sure Other Guy will be doing those reviews now. Kids Picks next week, Viva Pinata. Stay tuned for that. I've also posted my Viva Pinata review on the website. But, you know, it's always nice to get it from the kids' point of view, especially if you're planning on buying it, the game for your kids.
That should do it on our end. This has been a presentation of the XBL Radio Podcast. This is version 31.5. Thank you for downloading it. Don't forget to tune back in next Tuesday for 32.0 with Mr. CT and TOG and Gui J's Marketplace Minute debuting. Yay. Can't wait for that, man. I am Rusty Ranchero.
I am Steve 519.
Yo soy Gui J.
And this is XBL Radio.
Your game.
Your voice.
Your radio. We'll catch you guys later.
See ya.
See ya later, dudes.
Talk to you guys later.
Adios.
I don't feel right anymore. Gui J took my Hispanic heritage and ran with it because he's more Mexican.
And now for something completely different.
I am Rusty Ranchero.
Gonna take a dish. And I'm Steve 519, and with me, of course, is
Gui J.
Dude, that was a perfect outro, Rusty. You better keep this shit. That was good.
That'll make the outtakes.
No. Leave it like that.
No.
That was perfect.
Too bad.
Rusty, don't do it.
No, go ahead, dude. Go ahead. I'm done. I was just fucking with you. I had to get it in there. Because when you did it, you sound like you were grunting so hard. I'm like, oh. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Rusty Ranchero.
No, come on, dude.
Come on,
I already got mine.
No, do it again.
We have to redo it.
Get some force. Do some real force. I am.
I am.
Where's the energy?
Rusty.
You need the energy. Come on, dude.
And Lencherski!
Okay, moving on.
I didn't say anything because if I said something, you would have thrown it to the end of the show or something. So no, I wrote it down. That way you can't read it. Or that way you can't cut it.
Okay, so I guess this won't make the end of the show.
Yeah, you see why I wrote that dish down now? So I don't have something like Other Guy getting all pissy with me.
PJ is not loud.
That was so not cool.
Was that loud enough for you, dude?
That's scary.
Hey, Gui J, yeah. I was not the one doing it, dude. Don't bag on me. Get rusty.
No, dude.
You should have sent me a message saying, hey, take your headset off real quick. Next time, do that.
Sorry, dude.
That sounded cool. You can do scary movie sound effects.
I know. It's something I like to put on my resume when applying to jobs.
It is not. Xbox Live sounds fine.
I can't agree on
that. We call it Live on Live, not Live on Skype.
I kind of like Live on Live, too.
Whatever.
I just need to not speak so loud in the microphone.
Who?
Me? Am I talking to that?
Me.
Oh.
You?
Oh, yeah, when he's on the show, he talks loud.
Oh, yes, you do.
It's his mic.
It's not this mic, it's the beer.
Okay, man, go drink a Red Bull or something. You need,
Yeah, we'll get a soda. I'm back.
Our show needs excitement.
Hey, Rusty, I just got all three Burger King games for $12 on eBay.
Oh, nice work.
All three. They're getting mailed to me. I don't have to buy any Whoppers. No combo meals.
No diarrhea.
Diarrhea. That's cute.
So thanks a lot, you guys. That was awesome of you. I mean, it dreaded on too long. So
yeah, when you end the show, like add 3 minutes of just scratching noise at the end of the show,
just so everyone knows what we had to go through. So exactly, yeah.
Just put some of the most awkward moments at the end of the show as bloopers.
Right then.
All right, so. Fun.
Somebody's eating potato chips.
Jalapeno chips are good.
He was the one that told me the knew that to be up there at a certain time and wait those hours. So,
Rusty, is that you? Rusty, can anyone else hear me? Hello. Hey, ooh. Mike, can you hear me? Mick, can you
whoa,
hear me?
We dropped.
Oh, he just dropped, too. Bummer.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to hang up on Rusty. Hello, can Steve. You guys hear me now?
And we lost Rusty.
I just hung up on Rusty.
We lost Rusty in Cognitive.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Cognitive, but I dropped Rusty because Rusty's thing was spiking it up for some reason.
He was...
Huh.
This has been a very weird show.
Metroid, that's what I was going to say. There wasn't a Metroid on launch?
Nope. Supposedly next year.
There wasn't a Mario on launch. That has to be one of the first times ever in Nintendo history. They always have Mario.
There was no Luigi's. Mario at the GameCube.
Luigi's Mansion.
I never count the GameCube. GameCube doesn't count. that was a huge failure right there.
The Virtual Boy didn't have a Mario.
It had Mario Tennis.
The Virtual Boy?
Yeah, I think Tennis was one of the launch games.
I don't think it was a launch game.
I think that was a launch game.
I have to look that up.
Hey, one of the things that the Wii does that the 360 doesn't is that every single GameCube made will play on your Wii, so.
Nice.
The
important games play.
Even Barbie Horse Advance.
Yeah.
Important to who? Where's my Midtown Madness 3?
Where's my Morrowind?
There you go.
Where's my NFL 2K5?
Exactly. Important ones, huh? And speaking of that, when is the next compat update? They've been real quiet on it. And I know they said they're going to continue to do it.
Hope it's big.
Anyways, we're obviously off topic.
I can't even hear him.
Yeah, neither can I. I've been having this problem with him today for some reason. I call him on my cell phone, and I can't hear him. And this is with my cell phone to his cell phone. Can't hear him. I called him over Skype. Can't hear him. I have to do it like twice for me to hear him.
I think that's his phone.
Yeah, his cell phone, because I've done it with my cell phone now on Skype.
I can hear it ringing now.
Yeah, but see, it didn't even ring previously.
Evening, this is Rusty Ranchero.
See, I told you, that's how it is. Hey, Rusty, dude, are you almost done with the, yeah. It's taking so long.
I'm signing in right now. I was just, I lost the audio, man. I wanted to see if I could save it before closing everything down.
I have the audio, so... I'm going to hang up with your cell phone and invite you to Skype.
Okay. Am I online now? Okay.
Yes, you're online now.
Hey, so what do we do now?
We hang up.
Game over.
Yeah, you can bet crash and burn.